And with that statement, I believe he said, I am God. I am the anointed one. I am the Holy Spirit. I'm three in one. And I think it's time that we take our seat. I am Christ. I'm the body of Christ, the anointed one. Amen? Woo! Glory to God, and we are anointed to fight. Amen? Now, God has designed and he has equipped us, and this unction is in us. Now, watch the similarities between Jesus' description of the Comforter and John's description of the anointing. Remember, the anointing and unction come from the same Greek word charisma, a smearing on. John 14, Jesus is talking right to his disciples before his crucifixion, and Jesus says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's who God anointed me with, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Somebody say all. He will teach you all things. Does that mean basketball? If that's what you're anointed to do and you speak and live it, then yes. If you glorify God in it, then yes. He will teach you all things to run a business. He'll teach you all things how to be successful. He'll teach you all things how to sell houses. He'll teach you all things. The anointing is not just for the fivefold ministry. It's for the whole body of the anointing. He'll teach you how to sing and hit notes nobody's ever hit before. He'll teach you notes on how to get people healed. He'll teach you how to play an instrument that nobody has heard before. That people will come running and get saved and healed. He'll teach you all things. Really? Then you don't know it. He lives in you. He knows all things. One time I was selling a house and my mom, we pulled up to it and I had I was getting ready to sell it. And she said, how are you going to sell it? She goes, you're going to sell it by owner or you're going to sell it by realtor? I said, I don't know. She goes, what do you mean you don't know? I said, I don't know. I don't know. She said, are you born again? Yes. Is the Holy Spirit, the anointed one, the anointing in you? Yes. And he knows all things. Yes. So he knows how to sell this house. Yeah. I would think he would. Then why would you grieve him by saying you don't know? How many times have you guys said, I don't know? And the one who does know, oh, come on, is in there going, I know. I don't know. Yeah, you do. Speak it. I do know. I'm anointed to know. Amen. Glory to God. And so he knows all things, and he will be, bring all remembrance things to your remembrance, and I've said unto you. Now look at 1 John. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, charisma, the anointing, and ye know all things, same thing, and the anointing which ye have received of him, he abides in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things. And I read this and I said, Lord, what do you mean we don't need men to teach us? We needed Brother Hagin. We need Steve Munns. We need him. Are you kidding? I thank God for him. We need Kenneth Copeland, Keith Moore. I said, Lord, how could you say something like that? He said, no, you don't need man teaching you. You need the Holy Spirit in man teaching you. And there are men who are preaching and teaching without the Holy Spirit. Do not stay in that teaching. Therefore, preachers, why in the world are we not living in this? And we're in the fivefold ministry. I am anointed to preach. I am anointed to teach. I am anointed to coach on a level the church is not even familiar with, all for the glory of God. We should never go a day without saying that out of our mouths. Not a day. I'm anointed. Satan's anti-anointing. He doesn't want you preaching the anointing. Miracles and salvation will happen in your church. Are y'all getting this or not? So you guys think that I shouldn't preach this again, that I already preached it 2 years ago, I shouldn't preach it again? Why are you preaching it again? Are you kidding me? In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. In him we preach.